This is Michael Adebolajo, one of the two suspects in the London attack, appearing in a Kenyan court in 2010. He was accused of seeking training with the terror group Al-Shabaab in neighbouring Somalia and deported back to Britain.
These people, they are mistreating us and we are innocent, believe me.
This video has surfaced of Adebolajo, seen here on the far left, attending an Islamist demonstration in 2007. A picture is emerging of young men radicalised on the street and on the internet, says terror expert Brooke Rogers of King's College London.
It's really difficult to understand when somebody's going to move from just talking about things online, attending this type of legal rally, espousing more extremist views publicly even. It's very difficult to understand when they're going to actually move to the point of violence.
Both suspects attended meetings by the Islamist group Al-Muhajirun, headed by Anjem Chowdhury, seen here at a rally outside the US Embassy in London on the anniversary of 9/11. The day after the London attack, Chowdhury appeared on British television.
If we withdraw troops from Muslim countries, if we stop using all of these oppressive measures, I don't think these things will take place.
Similar rhetoric about the occupation of Muslim lands was used by the suspects at the time of the attack. Again, Brooke Rogers.
I thought that was quite interesting because these are British citizens, so identifying our lands, I think we all know what they mean, but it could be complicated. The rhetoric is simple, pure engagement, either in these groups where the discussions are taking place, Islamist influenced, or in the chat rooms on the website.
The victim, Lee Rigby, is seen here fighting in Afghanistan in 2009, but it's not thought the attackers knew their victim. Both suspects were converts to Islam. Converts have played a role in a number of terror offences in Britain, says Robin Simcox of the Henry Jackson Society Policy Institute.
They feel as if their lives have made the wrong path, and that religion has almost been a way out for them initially. And then eventually, with some individuals, it's led them following more extreme interpretations.
The London attack has reignited calls for radical Muslim preachers to be banned. Again, Robin Simcox.
Someone who isn't breaking the law, but is very clearly radicalising individuals and giving them extreme interpretations of faith, is an extremely difficult problem to try and face up to.
Analysts say that as the investigation reveals new details, the debate between freedom of speech and tackling radicalisation is likely to intensify. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.